So awaiting the advent of the 12th Imam is a very honorable and respectable status. But does awaiting the reappearance mean just sitting around the house and chomping on some chips and dip? Of course not. I mean, when you're awaiting a guest, what do? You make preparations, you get everything ready, you make sure that everything is spick and span, everything is looking just perfect, just because you are making preparations for your very special guest. And then the excitement starts to kick in. When will they arrive? What's taking so long? What are we gonna talk about together? What's this delay all about? Maybe I should give them a call and see what's going on. No. Everything is okay. There's no problem. They're just a little bit delayed. I mean, they did promise that they were gonna come, so they're gonna come for sure. Any minute now. It is narrated from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "The most close servants of Allah and those with whom Allah is pleased are those who, when the proof of Allah disappears from sight and they don't know about his location, yet they continue to have that faith that the proof of Allah can never be invalid, and day and night they continue to wait for him. And the wrath of Allah is on those of his enemies who, when the proof of Allah disappears from sight, they fall into doubts and denial. So go ahead and keep waiting, but make sure to keep preparing." This was a 1 Minute Wisdom with you wherever you are.